can acupuncture treat?
A wide variety of conditions. Most commonly, it's used in the treatment of pain, especially chronic pain, particularly back pain or osteoarthritis. Also good for inflammatory-based problems and a wide variety of psycho-emotional disorders like anxiety and depression. And then for a spattering of other things like headaches, insomnia, gastrointestinal problems like Crohn's, colitis, and also allergies as well. At least that's what I tend to see. Other practitioners will see everything from gynecology to common colds to oncology, cancer treatments.
Well, as a practicing doctor of chiropractic, I've often referred to acupuncture. I have used acupuncture for myself and my most prized possessions, my children. And I've seen my children succeed with acupuncture where chiropractic wasn't helping out, massage therapy wasn't helping out, yoga wasn't helping out. And not to speak disparagingly of those other professions, but again, the word health comes from the Greek word hale, which is H-A with the two dots above it, L-E, which means wholeness. So the Asians have been practicing acupuncture for well over 2,000 years.
Yes,
and they've
right.
gotten quite a success rate with that. So does acupuncture actually cure anything, or is it just treat the symptoms?
I will start by saying that cure is a strong word. But there's a very large potential for curing. In cases where someone's wrecked all the cartilage in their knee, if they've destroyed a disc in their back, of course you can't with a needle replace those things. So in those cases, it's not curative. But for inflammatory problems, musculoskeletal problems, soft tissue problems, and also endocrine problems, problems due to biochemistry, those can be cured. They can be made to a state of cure or near cure.
Awesome. Okay, a word from our sponsors. Do you have an upcoming graduation, wedding, or family reunion, and you would like to slim down before the big day? What if you could effortlessly lose 7 to 9 pounds in 7 days? Visit a sponsor of the show, the New Lean Slim Down Detoxification Program at www.newlean.com and see how easy it is to melt those unwanted pounds and still eat to your heart's content. Call 603-882-7769 to schedule your free consultation to find out how you too can get your body and health back, or visit the New Lean Slim Down Detoxification Program. This is Dr. Roger Goslin, your host of the Dr. Goslin New Health Solutions Show, and we're welcoming you as you tune on in the car, as you're commuting back home or going to work, and we're discussing the topic of acupuncture here with Paul Mosier, president of the New Hampshire Acupuncture and Asian Medicine Association. Now, he's answering some questions here and some concerns that a lot of people have. So do people have to come for treatment all the time when they go see you?
You know, that's another common concern that people have. You know, they think that once they come in to see an acupuncturist, they're going to go there for a week for the rest of their life until they die or something like that. And that's really not the case. At least in my practice anyway, the vast majority of people I see, it's problem-based focus. You know, you work to treat the problem. When the problem's taken care of, the patient is free to go, and they don't have to come back. Ideally, you don't want them to come back, right, because they're taken care of. Some people, you know, if they've suffered serious traumatic injury, major damage that there's no conceivable way from any standpoint, any rational standpoint, that will ever be fixed. Of course, there'll be some form of maintenance care that will be necessary. What frequency that would entail can vary depending on the nature of the situation.
You know, having referred to an acupuncturist immensely, particularly in the last couple of years, I've noticed that the synergy that's generated working with the vitalistic approach mm-hmm. has been very beneficial for the patients. Some of them, mm-hmm. my most skeptical nurses, they know everything. And, you know, they
yes.
come from the heel with steel. Uh-huh. Don't you have a pill to take care of this? And sometimes I have to coax them to go to the acupuncturist. They go, they come back, and they're like, oh, my goodness, what a difference of life.
I know, it's an eye-opener for them, yeah.
Oh, my oldest had aggravated his lower back. He was a college football player. He was a Gatorade football player of the year here. And we had done everything we could. Both his mom and I are both chiropractic doctors. He had done the spinal decompression, gotten adjusted, done the massage therapy, cold laser light therapy. I said, I happen to be purveying some information, and I saw the benefits. I knew about the autoimmune enhancement, organic dysfunctions that acupuncture had done amazing work with. So I said, you know what? Why don't you go see the acupuncturist that we use, Ms. Vicky Jessup in Nashua. And he came back on this first visit. He was like 60% better. After the second visit, he was like 90% better. So I've seen it firsthand for myself with my right shoulder, right arm. There have been times I had terrible sinus congestion, had to slew of patients to see in the afternoon. I'd go see her. And I would see it firsthand. I'd be in great, terrific shape to finish the day. Awesome. So these are things that, for those of you who are wondering, there is no limit to the people you can help. Is that correct?
I believe that's true.
Okay. All right. Now, does insurance cover this?
It's growing, and I'm glad to say that. Private insurers, all private insurers that I've run across anyway, at least have plans that cover, particularly the major ones, Harvard Pilgrim, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield. For the federal plans, the federal coverage, Medicare, TRICARE, none of them cover, unfortunately. Getting the government to change that is going to be a challenge because we can't seem to get the government to do anything, but that's quite a different story.
We don't have enough hours in the day to talk
about how the government doesn't
work.
There's only a short amount of time here, you know. So.
For those of you tuning in, it's Thursday, May 28th. It's 5:16 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. You're listening to WLMW. Our guest today on the Dr. Roger Goslin New Health Solutions show is Paul Mosier, president of the New Hampshire Acupuncture and Asian Medicine Association. And if you're interested in finding out more, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go to our website. That would be acupuncturewell, acupuncturewell.com. You can get all of the information about our clinic, our practice, various conditions that acupuncture can address, and ways to get in touch with us if you need to know more.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know when we talk about wellness potential, we talk about optimizing your health, that we talk to the people about taking care of their bodies before they break down.
Of course.
So we tell them to come in for periodic evaluations, depending on their careers, their age, their situation for chiropractic adjustments. And just like the physical fitness person would talk about, look, just because you got the blood pressure down to where you wanted to, you got your weight down, you don't go back and do what you were doing before. You need to maintain it.
Exactly.
What about acupuncture? Do people need to continue, or should they only wait when they have symptoms? Do you do that same vitalistic approach in your health profession?
In my personal practice, I put a lot of that in the hands of the patient, to be honest. I will tell them what they need to do to maintain the health that they've achieved. What lifestyle changes are necessary. Of course, it's up to them to put those changes into effect. If they do that and they find it successful, oftentimes their need for continued care vastly decreases because they're making the lifestyle adjustments that they need to make. Having said that, sometimes patients like the continued effects of care on a regular basis. That might be once a month because they find it helps them sleep better. They find it helps them avoid staying sick in the winter, things of that nature. And they want to continue those benefits. And I think that's a great thing to do if that's what they want to do. But I don't want to impose on a patient to make them think that they have to do that in order to stay healthy because the patient's body is its own best healer. And any form of medicine, I believe, whether that's acupuncture, chiropractic, massage therapy, no matter what, should be to help encourage the body to use its own natural ability to heal for its own best interest.
Very good. Now, what if the person says, hey, I'm afraid of needles. What do you do with that whiny crybaby?
We send them away. No. acupuncture... As a process, I understand the fear of needles, and most of that comes back to the syringe thing from earlier. The process of getting a tattoo, getting a piercing, getting a vaccine injection, anything like that that's our most common association with needles in Western society is nothing like getting an acupuncture needle put in you. The acupuncture needle is about the thickness of a human hair. About the sensation of a mosquito bite, if that. You might feel it, you might not. There is no itching associated. That kind of sensation, most patients, they fall asleep on the table. They're not left in pain. It's not any kind of painful experience. Of course, having said that, now on the air, the facts laid out in front of you don't necessarily ease the emotional anxiety that goes through the acupuncture process if a person is afraid of needles. Oftentimes, they really just have to suck it up the first time and do it. But if they get through the first visit, they're usually sold after that.
Well, let me tell you, there is a football player, quarterback, mm-hmm. for the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And his father is a chiropractic doctor. And he swears by that, Aaron Rodgers. And I remember reading the article in Sports Illustrated. As a matter of fact, I sent it over to Miss Vicky. He may have as many as 100 needles in his body after a game.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, remember, this is the guy that's limping. This is a guy who is in banged-up shape. Mm-hmm. Maybe they ought to spend some money on that offensive line. But that's another discussion for another day. And he gets traumatized, and he is a strong proponent of acupuncture, mm-hmm. of chiropractic, of massage therapy, and nutrition. I know that when I've gone, I have fallen asleep on the table. And this is a guy who can't even keep his fingers still when we would get the blood testing done or blood donations. And I couldn't hold my fingers still. And no, I can say for a fact for myself, I will actually feel at ease. So for those listeners out there who are leery, be not afraid. This is a very, very thorough and professional visit you will have at the acupuncturist. It's currently 5:21, going on to 5:22, beep, right now, on Thursday, April 28th, on WLMW, on 90.7 FM on your dial. And this program is supported by the Foundation of Wellness Professionals, a multidisciplinary approach toward natural solutions working in concert with each other to bring harmony back to your health. Are you sick of and tired of being sick and tired? Are you discouraged that all you get from your doctor is just one prescription after another? Call 603-882-7769 for your courtesy consultation to find out if we can get your health restored once and for all. That's 603-882-7769 to start getting your health back. Good afternoon to the listeners just tuning us in on the commute today. Our guest is Mr. Paul Mosier from the New Hampshire Acupuncture and Asian Medicine Association, and he's giving us quite a explanation and insider's point of view on the benefits of acupuncture. Now, where can someone go, Paul, to get more information about acupuncture?
If they want more information about our practice, they can go to acupuncturewell.com. That's acupuncturewell.com. If they want information about the state association, they can go to nhaama.org, and they get all the information about the state acupuncture association.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the benefits of acupuncture?
I think it's an excellent tool for all manner of pain and problems. It should be considered more than it is, and I hope that for our listeners out there who are suffering from chronic health issues, that you consider it very thoroughly if you have not already. You might be missing something that can seriously help you.
Now, what is the typical visit? I call up, I make an appointment mm-hmm. with you. Mm-hmm. What can I expect to experience going to see you?
You can expect with me and with any acupuncturist to have a thorough health history taken. That includes all manner of traumas, injuries, surgeries, anything that's been happening in your past, as well as investigation into all manner of aspects of what brought you in the door and other aspects of your body as well, how well you breathe, how well you sleep, how well you digest, things that may seem unrelated to your problem, but for an acupuncturist can be very important to figure out how best to treat you. Then there's usually some manner of physical assessment, which can be from an acupuncturist, is looking at the tongue, can be taking the pulse. These things mean specific things to an acupuncturist. It's not just heart rate or, checking the uvula at the back of the throat, for example. But we don't have much time to go into the specifics of that right now. But once that's done, the acupuncturist has a good idea of what needs to be done, what areas of the body need treating. And then you can expect to be able to relax and enjoy your time and chill out on a table or a chair if you are being treated in a chair and relax for an hour.
Now, as our listeners know, we usually cover a legislative session. Today we're going to take a different format. What are some of the things you have to consider as an acupuncturist with legislation at the state level?
Oh, at the state level, we're always concerned about things like insurance parity, making sure that if a insurance company says they're going to cover acupuncture, that they cover it for all providers and not strictly just MDs, for example, which has been the case for some insurance companies. I will not name names right now. We also have to be considerate of things like scope of practice changes amongst different professions, and we have to be concerned around the availability of acupuncture in different insurance plans, things of that nature. So it's usually access to care is the primary issue. We want to make acupuncture as affordable and as reachable as possible to patients, no matter their condition, their socioeconomic background, the challenges that they have to deal with in their lives.
We're coming up to spring season, high school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Youngster, high school graduates interested in pursuing acupuncture as a career. In about 2-3 minutes, explain to me what is the academic demands to become an acupuncturist.
All right, so that youngster will need to go to college and get a bachelor's. Once they're done, they will need to go to a school for acupuncture for a master's or doctoral degree. Once that is done, they will have to go through a series of board exams and get licensed in whichever state they wish to practice in.
Are there any local schools here in New Hampshire?
Not in New Hampshire. The most local school is the New England School of Acupuncture, which is in Newton, Mass. Right now.
Very good, very good. You're listening to WLMW 90.7 on your dial, and I'd like to thank our guest here today, Mr. Paul Mosier.
Thank you very much.
And you know, let's get that word out there about getting people off of syringes. Drugs and surgery.
Thank you.